It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Border Crossings. We're live on the Voice of America. We have a guest in the studio. Actually, it's a number of guests in a band known as Moon Taxi. They come to us from Nashville, and they're on the road right now promoting their latest album. Album number 5, Let the Record Play. Hang around. Moon Taxi joins us here on Border Crossings. Hi, I'm Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. On the road for a brand new album called Let the Record Play. We've got Moon Taxi in our studios. They're here in D.C. and then off to Baltimore for a show tonight. So we'd like to welcome the guys from Nashville. Moon Taxi, nice to have you guys.
How are you, Larry?
I'm doing great. And first of all, introduce yourselves because we got all four of you here. So
I'll start. This is Tom. I play bass.
So we're doing left to right for those who are listening on the radio. I'm Trevor Turndrup.
Well, Pan.
Vocals, guitar.
Wes Bailey, keys.
A mixed percussion rig. Well, welcome, guys. It's great to have you here. You two guys met in high school, I guess. That's kind of where you decided, you know, let's make a band thing out of this.
Yep. We moved to Nashville just after high school to pursue music and met the rest of the guys over the next few years while we were finishing school there at Belmont, music business school in Nashville. And, never gave up the dream.
So how did you
18 years later, by the way.
From Apex... I think that was the name of your group.
That
Apex
was the name
to
of the group.
Moon Taxi. What was it that made that happen?
You did your research. That's a deep dive.
Yeah, that is a deep dive.
Apex. You know, we played our high school talent shows, and Trevor would do stuff like play guitar behind his head and with his teeth and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Little Hendrix stuff.
I loved the like Live at Monterey
pop
festival. It was like my Bible. So I would just watch that religiously and just try to mimic his moves and really, yeah, his playing style, that kind of bluesy but psychedelic style. And yeah, it was a rock and three piece. So, but we moved to Nashville and we kind of wanted to reinvent ourselves. found ourselves as the backing band to a rap group our first year.
Okay.
Yeah, just randomly with our other guitar player, Spencer. And, you know, we ended up on stage at the Ryman Auditorium because we won a talent show. And so here I am, like 18 years old, first year in Nashville, playing the historic Ryman Auditorium. I didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. I was, like, dressed up. They put us in, like, these long jerseys, these rap guys.
Yeah, I was wearing a velour suit.
Tommy was in a velour suit.
They give you rap names? Hip-hop names?
Yeah, he was Big Daddy Bass.
That's right.
I was Keebler.
Yeah. Keebler.
Spencer was Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah. I love it. That's great. So, you know, speaking of names, Moon Taxi, that sounds like space travel. Are you? Is that kind of where it came from, or was it just a very random thing?
You know, I always wanted to be an astronaut, but my eyesight is not great. I'm wearing contacts right now, so sort of, you know, where the name came from.
In this way, we are astronauts.
Yes. Yep. You're transporting us.
We take people there.
You're taking us, getting us there.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. You guys are on the road right now for your new album, which is album 5.
That's right.
And so how have you guys evolved? I mean, how much different is this album from, let's say, your first album a number of years ago?
I think it's a continuation of our songwriting. I think we're getting better and better by each record, coming into our own and getting more comfortable in the studio.
And so who does the writing? All of you or just
one? It's collaborative.
It's collaborative.
Yeah. There's no like one way we do. Each song is different.
Mm-hmm. Really. Is there a message on this album? Was there something in mind when you put these songs together?
There wasn't really a theme, but there was, with the song Too High, we kind of tapped into something a little bit more concrete, which we'll get into that before
okay.
we play it.
All right. Because you talk about hopefulness and things like that.
That's an undercurrent for sure.
Okay.
But for this first track, it's the title track, Let the Record Play. For me, and we don't like to tell people how to interpret our songs, but for me, I find it, I think it's a message about unplugging, just sort of getting away from it all, and letting the record play.
All right. Well, let's let you guys play.
Let's do it.
They are Moon Taxi. They're here live on The Voice of America.
So much noise can block it out. I don't want to scream and shout, because I talk and talk, but no one hears a word. They twist me round and pull me back and forth. I go crazy, spinning my wheels around. Sometimes you gotta stop. And ooh, 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 let the record play, let the record play. We can cut the lights, do you feel it now? It's taking over and getting loud. And ooh, 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 let the record play, let the record play. There's nothing more to talk about, so close your eyes and let it out, yeah. Now just for once, some time to breathe, to clear my head and clear the screen. But all I want to do is find some release, to break away and live in peace. I go crazy, spinning my wheels around. Sometimes you gotta stop. And ooh, 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 let the record play, let the record play. We can cut the lights, do you feel it now? It's taking over and getting loud. And ooh, 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 let the record play, let the record play. There's nothing more. Ooh,
can cut the lights. Do you feel it now? It's taking over and getting loud. And ooh, 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 let the record play, let the record play. There's nothing more to talk about. So close your eyes and let it out. And ooh, 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 let the record play, let the record play, yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, woo, Moon Taxi. And Let the Record Play, title track to the new album, which came out in January. It's doing great for you. You guys have been on the road, it seems like, nonstop since you first started. You just constantly are touring. Nonstop.
We're kind of perpetually on tour. That's right, Larry. Yeah, that's how we like to do it. You know, go out for a weekend, come back home, tend to the garden.
Tend to the garden.
Yeah, so you some great tomatoes growing right now, by the way.
You guys lived in Alabama for a little while, too. From what I read.
Yeah.
That's where we started. Yeah, Birmingham.
We're all from the Southeast.
Okay. And now you...
Knoxville, Birmingham.
Oh, okay. So Nashville's home right now. That's the base.
It's
Music City.
Been.
And yeah. Well, that's great. I mean, great place to be making albums and making music. And you guys have been on this wave. People are really... I mean, you got millions and millions of streams for... You put out a song not too long ago and it got, I don't know, 70-something million streams on Spotify.
I think
Spotify.
It's up to the upper 90s.
90 million streams
and
counting.
That's great.
By the end of this interview, it'll be over 100. But and you've been on the, you know, Letterman and the Conan and the Kimmel, and finally you made it to The Voice of America.
Yeah.
You worked your way up, but it's nice to have you guys here.
It's great to be here. Sorry for my posture. I normally don't sing like this, so... If my mom sees this, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're in
my
trouble.
Posture. Yeah.
Is this an international tour that you guys are on right now?
Yeah, we are going to...
We're hitting London right around 4th of July, and then we're playing a festival in Norway called Skrall Fest.
Skrall, and that's near Norway, I guess?
It's near Oslo.
All right.
And we went throughout Germany in November to promote the record and do some radio interviews, much like this.
So. Do you have favorite places you like to play?
I mean, it's tough. Every place has its own merits, you know? Like favorite venues, you mean?
Yeah, no, say favorite city, country, whatever, you know, where they
respond. Remember last night we played the Capitol Theater outside New York in Port Chester. It's a classic venue, you know, Grateful Dead, Eric Clapton, you name it, they all went through there. And that was really cool to be on the stage at the venue last night. So I guess I have short-term memory.
Tonight you're going to be doing something you've never done before.
We're playing with the Baltimore Symphony.
A symphony orchestra.
Yes, it's gonna
How's
be great.
That going to – how are you going to mesh
West,
the rock with –
that a little?
Yeah, it's a really cool sort of collaboration with the Baltimore Symphony. I don't think it's every piece of that orchestra, but I think about 25 players, mostly brass and percussion. And, yeah, we were fortunate enough to get included. It's called a Pulse series that they're doing with different bands and artists. So they're doing four of our songs. Actually, I think all the songs that we're playing here today, they're going to collaborate on, which is pretty
great.
Cool.
Great. So. Violists and cellists, stay home.
Yeah, yeah, no strings.
No strings.
We provide those.
You got the strings,
exactly.
Well, you guys are, like I say, the new album is creating a great buzz, and a lot of people are talking about it. And so as far as when you're touring and you're releasing an album... What's your favorite part of this whole process? I mean, you've been doing this now five albums deep, so is there one part of the business that you like more than another?
I think everyone has their own favorite parts. I like playing live. I like that rush, walking out on stage, the kind of roar of the crowd, the reaction you get to seeing people like sing your songs back to you, the joy on their faces. You know, that's why I do it, because I'm more of like a kind of in-the-moment person, but I think some guys like the studio. I don't know, Tom, what do you like?
Trevor just pulled the words right out of my mouth. I mean, I was going to say that seeing their reaction live is exactly what I like to see.
Yeah.
You know, the studio, it's also a rewarding feeling once you've got a finished product and you get to listen back to it. When you finally get to hear the masters or the mixes come back to you, that's a rewarding feeling. Mm-hmm.
And you had your own label or still have your own label?
We still do, but we just signed with RCA.
And it's the first album with a new label.
That's right.
So it's another major deal for you. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, that's great. Huge.
We've kind of been taking everything just step by step, real slowly, and signing with the major label was just the very next step. It's like the logical thing to do. At this point, we wanted to get our music out to more people.
And they still give you the control over your music.
They do. They're great.
We actually made the record before we signed with them.
So there you go. The next one. Now that's going to be the challenge. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. The next one. So, I mean, you've done the major festivals. You've done huge Coachella, and you're doing Bonnaroo this summer. You've done the smaller venues, too. Do you have a preference in this? Because it's a different feeling. It's a whole, when you get 50,000 people versus, you know, 1,000 people, it's different.
Yeah, but 1,000 people that are really into it and mm-hmm. singing every song and jumping up and down and giving you the energy, that feels way better than, like, a giant sea of people that are just standing there statuesque, mm-hmm. you know, like with no energy coming back, because it's all about reciprocating that.
Right.
And we feel like we're just kind of the filters, and the music is the thing that goes in between us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when the crowd's really, like, stretching as far as the eye can see, you really can't tell, you can't really gauge their interest and their reaction to it as well, because they're so far away. You're like, are they dancing, or are they just moving around? I mean, I can't see that far. Mm-hmm. When you're in, like, someplace like the Ryman, maybe not the Ryman, but last night, Capitol Theater, you can see everybody's face and see them dancing. You're like, okay, cool, that's their reaction. You know, this is an enjoyable experience. Mm-hmm. So there's pros and cons to both.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever gotten inspiration for a song from a fan or from a place you've been performing? Did you ever, from a city?
I think the live show informs the songwriting. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we consciously we're like, well, how is this? Because we know we're a live band. We're going to play live. That's how we started. We'll always be a live band. So we're like, how will this, you know, come out live? How will it do in a live setting? And mm-hmm. I think that informs, like, the arrangements of the songs, sometimes the writing process itself. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. It feels like it's a symbiotic relationship between us and our fans. Like, they're mm-hmm. actually influencing us by mm-hmm. their reactions. Mm-hmm.
That's great, because I know that, you know, there's a story behind every song.
And there is.
A lot of times the listener doesn't know the story. You know, it can be about something totally unrelated to the subject of the song. You know,
that's
some
why they watch Border Crossings.
That's it. There it is. They find out the inside story. Moon Taxi's here. Would you guys do another song? We'd love to hear some more music.
Sure.
It's actually a perfect segue into
this next song is called Trouble. It's about a road trip, which at the time it was fictional. It was a fake news road trip.
Fake news, where have I heard that?
But then I actually did take the road trip with my wife, so kind of one of those rare instances where the song precedes life, mm-hmm. reality.
All right.
So this is called Trouble.
Drove through the night, 7 hours straight. Saw the sun rising over the Golden Gate. You and me run forever. You and me stay together. Tore out a page from a book I read. Turned a Chevrolet into a king-size bed. You and me know no better. You and me know all the trouble's gonna find us no matter where we go. Oh, trouble's right behind us no matter where we go. Oh. Break of dawn when the world is still. The sound of nothing around us. We live
at Moon Taxi here live on The Voice of America and on Border Crossings. Where were you when you heard your music on the radio for the first time? That's one of those moments that everybody will remember and carry with them for the rest of their lives. So,
I mean, definitely in Nashville, but I'm really trying to think of like when it was.
It'd definitely be in my car in Nashville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to say it was when we were doing that Music City Mayhem thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was this big contest a local radio station puts on in Nashville, and it's basically like a March Madness where they pin your song against another local band.
Mm-hmm.
And in their inaugural event,
it out
Battle of the Bands,
we won it. And
it was a big step for us. I mean, at least in Nashville. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like some validation.
It was like an email-based thing, like you have to get your fans to give their emails. And we actually had a lot of support around the area of Nashville, like Birmingham and other places. So we wanted to win so bad. So we were like, well, let's get our fans to vote on this thing. And
we might have cheated, too. Yeah. No, I mean, not really, but
they didn't say that was against the rules.
I think, did you vote multiple times?
I might have voted about 370 times.
That's it? That's all? Just that many?
I hope this doesn't get back to Lightning 100.
I will tell a soul.
Revoked.
Just between us and a few million people, but that's it. We'll just keep it between us. So, I mean, that has led to now you can walk in, you know, to a store, be recognized. Your music is heard on TV commercials. You've got a song that's in a Jeep commercial.
That's right.
And TV shows, and that must, I mean, that validates you when you all of a sudden, wow, look at, that's my song. I wrote it. We sang it, and there it is.
It does feel good. Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of different ways. The first way to get validated with your parents is to have your name in the paper.
There you go.
If you get your name in the newspaper and a picture of yourself, you're like, oh, my God, they're going places.
That's it. They're making it.
The ultimate validation for me was when I called my parents and said, hey, we're playing Letterman. And they're like, I mean, they never swear. And, like, I got...
What?
Yeah, I got that on the other end.
The Letterman?
Yeah. We were fortunate to play his show like right before, you know, he signed off.
Right.
For good.
That's when people were really, I mean, very curious at the end there.
Yep.
So, I mean, has it always been music for you guys? Was that, you know, the only thing you can think of? Or was there some other plan and music kind of came into it?
No, I mean, I picked up a bass when I was 12 and I really never looked back.
Mm-hmm. And you?
I studied Spanish in college, so like there was like a brief moment in history where I kind of wanted to teach Spanish here or teach English abroad.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was always, deep down, I always knew that I wanted to do this, mm-hmm. and I would be most happy playing music.
And lucky for the other guys, or you could have been a flamenco guitarist. You never know.
Paco de Lucia. Yep.
Now, I heard you before we went on the air, you were doing some sound exercises.
Right.
Do you have your regular routine that you...
I'm pretty regimented, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a vocal instructor in Nashville, and he's kind of gotten me on this path, and I just kind of do it out of, sometimes just out of boredom, like so I don't have to talk to anyone else. You know, I can just start doing my exercises and people leave me alone.
Okay, Trevor, we'll go on. See you later.
But yeah, it's taxing, and you have to, you know, definitely hydrate. And
mm-hmm.
right now it's, what is it, 11 in the morning?
Yeah.
For us, like, we went to bed at like 2 in the morning, in the bus, which is not ideal. So
right.
You got to do everything you can to sustain it. Mm.
Well, you have a great voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do. You have a great sound.
Thanks for that.
I really like the sound.
Validation.
Yes. More validation. Now, people want to reach you on email or Facebook or whatever. Is there ways for them to contact you guys?
Do you want to give them the Gmail?
I guess they could email.
Sure. Well, it doesn't have to be email if you don't want an email. Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff.
Yeah. Our email is ridethemoontaxi@gmail.com. We check it pretty frequently.
All right. Good. The server's going to go.
That's fine.
Send some jokes.
Yeah. We love jokes.
We love jokes.
We're on Instagram. If you just search Moon Taxi, we'll probably be one of the top ones that pops mm-hmm. up.
What's been the highlight for you so far? I mean, you've been doing this a while. For being as young as you guys are, you're 5 albums. And so, I mean, what's been the highlight?
I'd say getting the official handle on Instagram of Moon Taxi. It took a little push and pull, but we finally got it.
What about the Twitter one?
Arrived.
And the Twitter one. It was a war. There was a Moon Taxi already.
Ooh.
And, yeah, her name was Paula in California.
We found her. And
we lawyered up.
And we got her phone number, and like I'd call her, and she'd be like, what are you talking about? And because she never used a Twitter account. And then eventually she'd call me back. She'd be like, okay, I'm ready to do this. And then she'd disappear for another year. And then
finally,
I think we just said we'd send her some merch, and we kind of simultaneously switched the accounts, and we finally got it.
Nice.
Yeah, she had no idea we were in a band.
Now, how about your website?
That's
RideTheMoonTaxi.com.
RideTheMoonTaxi. TheMoonTaxi.com. So check them out. They are Moon Taxi. The new album is Let the Record Play. We're going to ask if you would play another record for us.
Yeah, we'd like to play Too High, which we wrote in response to the Women's March of 2017 and the turmoil of the political climate. We just thought there needed to be another song about hope, and we haven't really done one of those yet. So Wes had an iPhone autocorrect. I think he was writing T-O-O high, and it corrected to T-W-O high. And he was telling me about that, and it got me to thinking about, oh, yeah, like too high. Like you're putting two fingers elevated in an elevated fashion. And then that kind of happened fortuitously, like right around the time of the Women's March. And then the song just kind of wrote itself. Mm.
It's an interesting time right now in our country's history, and certainly giving bands and singers and songwriters a wealth of material to draw from.
Absolutely.
Now.
And we typically shy away from those kind of topics. Mm-hmm. We think that there's so much divisiveness now that there doesn't need to be more fuel to the fire. But it's strange that like one of our favorite bands is Rage Against the Machine, who they just kind of go all in.
Right.
Where we're as more of like an escapist band, you know, just kind of put it on and don't think about current events. So this is just sort of putting a toe into that world.
It's kind of unavoidable when you have the climate like this. And it's not like we're picking a side or divisiveness at all. We're just trying to, I guess, capture the mood of what we see around us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's, you can't avoid it. It's in our face every day.
So. It is.
We'd like to ask you guys to do the song for us live, Moon Taxi, here in D.C. on Border Crossings.
Put them up.
Yes, Moon Taxi. Here they are live on Border Crossings. Thank you guys so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Congratulations on all the success. And so if people want to go to your website one more time, where can they find you?
RideTheMoonTaxi.com. And I think our record's also available at LetTheRecordPlay.com.
And, of course, iTunes and Amazon as well.
That,
and,
yeah, Spotify.
And the touring schedule. And you guys are hopefully going to go overseas quite a bit
everywhere
this summer. And so people can find you and come out and cheer you on and watch you. Now that they know you and know your music.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Larry.
It's Moon Taxi, our guest here on The Voice of America. And Let the Record Play is the name of the new album. Thanks for watching. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.
Take a seat right over there. Sat on the stairs, stay or leave. The cabinets are bare, and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive. I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle. Kitchen floors are wet and taps are still running, dishes are broken. How did we get into this mess? Got so aggressive. I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me? Regardless of my objection, uh-oh. And it's not about my pride. I need you on my skin, just come over, pull me in, just. Oh, baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Thank you.
And No Woman, No Cry from Bob Marley and the Wailers. And that was a live in concert performance, a request for Haji Jallo. We also heard a song for Germania, and she is listening to us in the Philippines. It was The Middle from Zed and Maren Morris. Maren became famous on the television show The Voice a few years ago. Recently turning 28, she got married also to a country music singer. And so she's been out promoting her latest album and her new music. And at the same time, she's performing on a Zedd song called The Middle, which is getting a lot of attention. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings again. A big thank you to Moon Taxi for coming on the show. We enjoyed having those guys in for a little bit of conversation and performance. Their new album is Let the Record Play, which is now available. I want to say hello to Barama, who's with us, Karuna Kantapal, Sammy Couture, Janine Tesfe, Salvador Denisor. We heard from Elsie and Atnasia Lidu Teferi, Antonet Tesima, Christia Ruther Kalisa, Dion Hall, all listening to Border Crossing, Seth Akizimana, Ephraim Marawi, Charity Derby, Kiti, and Augustino, Jao Josie, Saidu Ali, also checking in. It's Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We've got a request to play. We're running out of time for the hour. We also have our CD giveaway. And so let's see. We've got a request for Chihuahua Hebert. And Chihuahua wants me to play this song for everybody in Eastern Zambia. This is a song from Brandy called I Don't Care.
For your love, I would swim clear across the ocean. If I know I die, I'll die trying. Do anything for your heart's devotion. Cause I see the God in your eyes. You'll be the sun in my sky. Star that'll guide me at night. Even at times when we fight, it's alright. It's alright. Oh. I'm gonna tell you like this, I'm right here. And I ain't never going nowhere. They can say what they want, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I'm gonna tell you like this, I'm right here. And I ain't never going nowhere. They can say what they want, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
Your love's my independence. You set me free, now I'm flying. Above all, I can depend on.
Life, I know it was so right. I can't even sleep and I can't get it off my mind. I need to get out of sight, but I end up behind bars. What started out as a simple altercation turns into a real sticky situation. Me just thinking on the time that I'm facing. I didn't mean to hurt him. Could have been somebody's son. And I took his heart with him. I pulled out that gun. Rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum. Man down. Rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum. Man down. Mama, mama, mama. In front of a big old crowd. Oh, mama, 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 I just shut a man down. In sense, it's a penny too. I call her Peggy Sue when she fits right down in my shoes. What you expect me to do if you're playing me for a fool? I will lose my cool and reach for my firearm. Rum-pa-pa-pum, rum-pa-pa-pum. Man down. Rum-pa-pa-pum, rum-pa-pa-pum, rum-pa-pa-pum. Man down. Mama, 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 I just shut a man down in Central Station. And in life so soon. When me pull it, trigger, pull the trigger, pull it from you. Somebody tell me what I'm gonna do. Hey, rum, papa, bum, rum, papa, bum, rum, papa, bum. Me say one man down. Oh, me say rum, papa, bum, rum, papa, bum, rum, papa, bum. When me went downtown, 'cause now I am a criminal, criminal, criminal. Oh Lord, have mercy. Now I am a criminal. Man down, tell the judge, please give me minimal. Run out of town, none of them can't see me now, see me now. Oh, mama, 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 I just shut a man down in Central Station.
Crossings, Rihanna for Tekle, who's in Ethiopia on Shagar FM 102.1. And that Rihanna song is called Man Down from Rihanna, who stars in Ocean's 8 that's coming out in June. And I'm looking forward to seeing that. She's also got a new line of lingerie that she's just released called Savage, Savage X Fenty. That is her fashion line, lingerie. Fans got very upset earlier in the week. She said, I'm going to make it available online. Go to my Savage X Fenty website and you can buy the stuff. And the website crashed and was down for quite a while. So all of her fans were on Twitter going, I'm waiting to buy some stuff. And so, you know, created a bit of confusion and a little bit of frustration. She also has released a makeup line, which is called Fenty Beauty as well. So she knows how to market. I want to say hello to Evelyn, who's in Ghana, and she's listening to us on 98.1 FM. I promised that all May I'm giving away the Now 66 CD, so it's time to honor that promise with another lucky listener. The Now 66 CD is a CD that you must have if you love today's hottest hits. Zed Maren Morris, The Middle, is on that CD, which we heard earlier. Meghan Trainor's new one. Migos, who are going on tour with Drake this summer. Dua Lipa, Justin Timberlake, Camila Cabello, Demi Lovato. The list goes on. Today, our lucky listener of the day is Chihuahua Herbert. Yay! Chihuahua Herbert in Zambia. You have won the Now 66 CD, and all you had to do was listen to the show. Just that easy. We've got another copy to give away tomorrow on Border Crossings, and please do join us at 1500 Universal. Again, I want to say thank you to Moon Taxi for coming in and performing on the show today. Their newest album, album number 5, is called Let the Record Play. And you can check them out online. You can also hear today's show a little bit later at voanews.com. We'll repost the audio. The TV version will be available in the very near future as well. Felicia's off today. She's having a vacation. So is Vince. So it's Wagner and I. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer, for all your help today. And thanks to you for listening to Border Crossings. My name is Larry London. I'll see you in 23 hours. Have a great night and keep your radio locked on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.